好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是仔细叮咛。
The sermon title today is careful instruction.
觉得短宣回来以后发现神与我们同在。
So when we come back from the short term mission and we know God is with us.
开始讲到以先把以下的时间恭敬交在主的手中。
Before the sermon, and let's humbly just give our hands in God.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你的同在和同行。
Thank you for your presence and that you work with us.
你让我们继续与神同在。
You allow us to continue to be with you.
好，让我们靠主得胜。
So that we can just try to serve you.
你打开我们心灵中的耳朵。
And just open our spiritual ears.
让我们听见圣灵对我们说话。
So that we can hear the voice from the Holy Spirit.
听见你对我们的仔细叮咛。
And also hear your careful instruction.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. Amen. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
好，今天讲到的题目是仔细叮咛，对吧？
The sermon title today is careful instruction.
我刚才说了，短宣回来发现神在我们生命里边动工啊。
And I said that when we came back from the short-term mission and we discovered God is just working on us.
因为他要更新教会，更新我们的生命。
Because God is renewing the church and our life.
我们去了土耳其一趟呢。
So when we went to Turkey,
我们仿佛发现土耳其是神为这末世教会所预备的最后一块蛋糕了。
And we notice Turkey seems like the last piece of cake God has prepared for the end time church.
呀，上帝要与这些走出去的人同工。
God just wants to invite those who's willing to go out to labor with him.
而且要分享短宣的喜悦啊。
And share together in the joy of mission.
凡是你要走出去，法老和法老们肯定不高兴嘛。
As long as you want to go out for God, and those pharaohs would not be happy.
法老不了解为什么神的子民要走出去呢？
Pharaoh did not understand why God's people want to go out.
那今天你会很容易看见，凡是属撒旦一党的人，他也不了解为什么教会要差派弟兄姐妹走出去呢？
And why is belong to Satan may not even understand, and why church want to send people to go out?
要撒旦一党的人也会散布很多的谣言。哎呀，教会啊，走出去是不是在旅行啊？
And also the group of Satan and may say then, so church to go out, are they just go traveling?
又没有人去跟进，又没有什么果效，这些走出去干啥？就是贪玩嘛。
And just there's no effect, and there's no effectiveness in it.And they just want to go out to play.
一些不真正属神、不稳定属神的也会受到撒旦一党的诱惑了。
And some of the people who do not really just belong to God also will be tempted by Satan.
其目的就是最后破坏了教会的短宣嘛。
The purpose that it ends, that is to destroy a church's mission.
法老不了解以色列人为什么要离开这么舒服的这个埃及地。
Pharaoh could not understand why the Israelites want to leave the comfort zone of Egypt.
呀，就包括教会啊，也是有一些软弱的肢体不了解为什么一定要离开自己所舒服的地方出去传福音呢？
Including church and some just members also thought, why just go to Turkey and why just leave this comfort place?
呀，当然法老他心里边也没有安全感的。
Of course, Pharaoh does not have the peace of mind.
他其实也一直在依赖着以色列人在埃及的劳力劳工了。
And the Pharaoh was just relying on the labor from Egypt.
他发现以色列人，哇，原来真的要离开了，真的要走了。
He realized that the Israelites were really about to leave.
他当然心里边就不安起来了。
So he just feel unease.
法老的本性使然是一定要拦阻教会走出去的，对吧？
And the true church, the Pharaoh's nature, he would do everything possible to stop the church to just from going out.
我们要祷告祈求神给我们有一个智慧的眼睛，发现这其中的奥秘在哪里。
We should just pray and ask for God's the guidance.
凡是属耶稣基督的人呢？
The ones who belong to Jesus Christ.
一读马太福音28:19-20，就明白大使命的奥秘了。
When into Matthew.Chapter 28 and 19 to 20, they would understand the Great Commission.
上帝讲得很清楚，所以你们要去啊，走出去啊。
God says very clearly, therefore go.
撒旦就会说为什么要出去啊
And Satan would say, why you had to go?
待在家里不行吗
Why not just stay home?
你看属基督属撒旦声音是两极分化的对吗
You would say there's a two extreme and belong to,、one belong to Satan and one belong to Christ
好我们来看第一点
Let's look at the first one
宰杀羔羊
Sacrifice the lamb
其实那些以提出问题为满足发泄情绪为目的的人来说呢
In fact, for those who are satisfied merely just with raising questions and venting emotions,
也就是这些法老们了
and those the ones just like Pharaoh,
他们不会理解为什么以色列人一定要离开埃及呢
They cannot understand why it is necessary to leave Egypt.
已经住了430年，为什么不继续住下去呢
And the Israelites have been dwelling 430 years. Why leave Egypt?
留在埃及不也同样可以向埃及人传福音吗
Can they just stay in Egypt still preach the gospel to the East Egyptians?
平常在家里边该做什么也做什么也很好啊
And just do what you have to do at home. Why just leave?
本性使然了弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters, I just found that their nature
一个不属于耶稣基督的人是不了解为什么教会每年都要差派人走出去走出去走出去因为他不属神的属撒旦道理在这里
who do not belong to Jesus Christ could not understand why each year the church has to go out to mission
所以你这么角度来看就理解为什么法老他不了解嘛对吧
so from this point you can see why the Pharaoh did not understand
呀更别说还要去宰杀羔羊了对吧
and not even,、even more you know, what is there a need to sacrifice the lamb
首先是逾越节的羊羔
First, the Passover lamb.
大家不要忘了，这可是以色列人第一次过逾越节哦。
So don't forget, this was the very first Passover.
而且是生死之间的走过这个逾越节啊。
And during the Passover, it just passed by life or death.
这个第一次逾越节过了，逾越节的羊羔就成了专有名词啦。
For this very first Passover, from that moment, the Passover lamb became a special term.
我们回头看看这段经文呢。
So when looking back at this verse,
我们会发现原来宰杀羊羔是上帝借着摩西向以色列人所发出的一份呼召啊。
We see that sacrificing the lamb was a calling from God to the Israelites through Moses.
什么是呼召啊
？What is a call?
呼召是神儿女属灵生命的明证啊。
A calling is the evidence of the spiritual identity of God's children.
而我们都是因为与神有一个约定啊。
All of us have Just we have that covenant with God.
那是出于神的呼召了。
It is from God's calling.
当然也是一个恩召。
It is a divine calling.
望文生义就是恩典的呼召嘛。
Which is a gracious calling.
而呼召的核心是什么？大家想过没有？
Ever understand what is the core of calling?
呼召的核心是羔羊本身，而不是宰杀。羔羊的人的
The center of calling is the lamb himself.
这句话怎么理解呢
So how do we understand that?
因为基督并不是被迫走上十字架的
Christ was not forced to go to the cross.
耶稣基督是甘愿走上去为人舍命的呀
Jesus Christ is willingly went to the cross and laid down his life.
所以他不是普通的羊羔
So he was not an ordinary lamb.
那是大能的基督啊
He is the mighty Christ.
大家还记得他在克西马利亚的祷告吗
Do you still remember Jesus that Christ's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane?
耶稣基督在克西马尼园的祷告就命定出逾越节羊羔的舍己了
The prayer in Gethsemane determined a self-sacrifice of the Passover lamb.
其次，拿一把牛膝草
Secondly, take a bunch of hyssop.
这是牛膝草第一次出现在圣经中。
This is the first time hyssop appeared in the Bible.
圣经的记载说，拿一把牛膝草，蘸盆里的血，打在门楣上和左右的门框上。
So the verse says that take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put it on the top and the sides of the door frame.
请留意啊，这是在埃及时候的牛膝草。
So just pay attention. This is the hyssop during in Egypt.
其实从埃及到巴勒斯坦应许之地，这一路走过去，包括旷野之地，牛膝草一路伴随着以色列人。
Actually, from Egypt to Palestine and all the way, actually, the hyssop is just was there.
从圣经启示的痕迹来看呢？
So from the Bible's revelation,
牛膝草是经过了大卫和所罗门等笔下的启示与奠定的。
So, and through the revelation written just later by David, Solomon, and others, he said came to symbolize the community.
牛膝草预表着谦卑与信心。
And the hyssop just symbolizes humility and faith.
就是说，如果基督的宝血是恩典的话呢？
If the blood of Christ represents grace.
那么牛膝草就是承载恩典的器皿，也就是我们的信心了。
Then hyssop represents the vessel that carries grace. That is our faith.
这就引申出新约的因信称义了，对不对？
And just implied, and we're justified by faith.
因为信心并不是躺平啊。
Faith is not passive.
乃是在门楣和门框上的摆上与付出。
Faith means applying the blood on a doorframe, offering ourselves, paying the price.
而且是活成信心的样式。
And living out the reality of faith.
大家认真思考一下这幅图画好不好？
Let's just think about this seriously.
因为神没有选择用香柏树枝来涂抹这个血啊。
God did not choose a cedar blood.
乃是选择了最微小最卑微的牛膝草来担当这个生命的重任。
Instead, he chose the smallest hyssop to carry the responsibility of life.
而且牛膝草虽然是卑微渺小，
Though hyssop is humble and small,
但是不要忘了牛膝草却有薄荷的香味啊。
And don't forget, it carries a fragrance of mint.
这也象征有信心的神儿女应该怎么样呢？
It just implies thatGod's children was faith.
应该是为主做盐做光，对吧？
The salt and light for God.
要有光，而且还有味道。
Not only be the light, also with the fragrance.
你不能做了一辈子基督徒，你毫无见证，毫无神的光，也没有任何基督徒的味道。
You cannot just be a Christian for a lifetime. However, you have no fragrance at all.
从来都不走出去，一直就待在自己的安乐窝里边。
And just never go out. Just stay in your comfort zone.
你自己跟自己都交代不过去，更不要说跟主交账了嘛。
You cannot even give account to yourself. Not even mention to God.
最后就必越过那门。
Finally, he will pass over that door.
什么是那门呢？
What is that door?
那门就是神与人之间的一个约定了。
That door represents a covenant between God and man.
而且是一个关乎生与死的约定。
A covenant concerning life and death.
它是一个出死入生的约定。
It is a covenant that brings people out of death into life.
在这里边有两层意思。
There are two layers of meaning.
一，你们谁也不可出自己的房门，直到早晨。
First, none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning.
你不守这个规矩，你就致死啊，不是活呀。
If you do not keep these rules, you will die.
这是要神儿女学习守规矩了。
God was teaching his children to honor order and the boundaries.
大家记得罗德的妻子吧。
Do you still remember Lot's wife?
天使交代他不可回头。
The angels reminded, never turn your head.
他心想有什么了不起？我看看我过去生活的地方又如何呢
？So Lot, the wife of Lot, and she just thought, so what? I just turn around to take a look.
Yeah, 看完就变成一根盐柱了。
After she turned around and looked, and then she became a solar.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这也是教会论的根基啊。
Brothers and sisters, that is the foundation of the church.
也是神对教会的心意与设计。
And that is God's design and heart for the church.
二是就必越过那门，不容灭命的进入你们的房屋，击杀你们。
Second, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down.
如果说是你不走出那个房间，是上帝对神子民的要求。
It is God's requirement to his people not to just go out of the house.
那么不容灭命的进入你们房屋击杀你们是上帝对自己的自我限制了。
And not allowing the destroyer to enter your house to strike you down. And that is God's disprotection.
这是神对包括他自己的一个行为准则了。
This reveals God's own commitment to his covenant.
以色列人用羊血涂抹门楣和门框。
The Israelites applied the blood of the lamb to the doors.Doorpost and the lintel.
人做了这一步。
So the people do this part.
神就做第二步。
God did the second step.
神就负责任让死神及那灭命的不得进入以色列人的房屋。
And God has himself took responsibility to keep the destroyer from entering their houses.
弟兄姐妹，我们与神一直是同工的呀。
Brother and sister, we just co-work with God all the time.
我们若将起初的信心持守到底。
If we hold firmly to our original faith,
那么神也必不会撇弃我们的。
God will never abandon us either.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
谨遵吩咐。
Faithful obedience.
有没有发现神对以色列人真的很仔细
Have you noticed how detailed God was with the Israelites?
并且是小心叮咛
And very carefully instructed.
那么作为以色列人呢
As for the Israelites,
是否也应该谨遵神的吩咐呢
Shouldn't they carefully obey the Lord's command?
首先是永远的定例
First, this is an everlasting ordinance.
为什么逾越节可以成为永远的定例呢想过没有
Why can a Passover become an eternal ordinance?
这是其中最重要的核心价值观，就是神的拯救，对吧
？Because its central value is God's salvation.
也就是神所定的一个拯救大计啊。
So that is God's plan of redemption.
如经上所说
，As the Scripture says.
在罗马书五章六节怎么讲呢
？In Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
他说：“因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。”
For when we were still weak, Christ died for the ungodly at the appointed time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督的舍命
Christ laying down his life,
你我的因信称义
and our justification by faith,
就是飞越死亡的逾越节再现了
are the fulfillment of the Passover that triumphs over death.
当死神从我们头顶飞过的时候呢
When the angel of death that passes over us,
唯一使我们出死入生、免除死亡的，就是我们的信心啊。
The only thing that brings us out of death into life and that delivers us from destruction is faith.
我们要借着主耶稣基督
，through our Lord Jesus Christ,
因信得以进入啊。
By faith we have entered into.
而如今所站立的。
And so now, the way we now stand,
这拯救的恩典中
so in this the grace of salvation,
并且圣经说是欢欢喜喜盼望神永远的荣耀
and we rejoice in the hope of the eternal glory of God.
即使有一天我们今后回到天家
then even when we one day return to our heavenly home,
你知道吗？信心也是神人关系永远的定力啊。
Faith will still remain the everlasting ordinance in a relationship between God and man.
其次是当守的礼节。
Secondly, the ordinances we must keep.
如果说信心是神人关系的本质的话呢
？If faith is the essence of our relationship with God.
那么圣经所说的这个礼节，则是神人关系的见证了。
The ordinances are the testimony of that relationship.
大家记得耶稣接受施浸约翰的浸礼的时候。约翰感到为难，对吧
？When Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized, and John felt unworthy and hesitated,
耶稣就对他说了：“你且当尽诸般的礼或义啊。”
But Jesus said to John, "Let it be so now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness."
耶稣这句话什么意思呢
？So what does Jesus mean?
他说：“你不用那么多的忧虑吧。”
Jesus said, "Don't worry."
你就做当对的事情啊。
Just do the right thing.
而且还有见证。
And you have the testimony.
还当着众人面前做，要有影响力。
And also, just in front of people, be an influence to others.
所以过逾越节不能是仅仅说说而已啊。
Keeping the Passover could not be merely something spoken by words.
用我们今天听得懂的话来讲，就是要有仪式感的。
It just requires reverence.
呀，而且人人都当参与。
And with the participation.
呀，而且是认真的参与，不是随便的。
And sincere involvement from Everyone.
有点像我们每个礼拜做主日和去宣教一个道理。
In some ways, this is similar to how we attend online worship service.
我们现在是在网上聚会，对吧
？So we worship online.
在网上聚会，而且守圣餐、主日学、门训都在网上。
Also, we receive the Holy Communion, the Sunday school, and discipleship online.
那么我们的衣着怎样呢
？And our attires.
我们是不是全神贯注呢？
Do we just really fully attentive?
而且是不是带着祷告的心态全程参与呢
？Whether we participate prayerfully just from beginning to end?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，因为神都在啊。
Dear brothers and dear brother, sister, because God is present.
他的眼目看着我们每个礼拜的一举一动的。
And God's eyes are watching every action and every attitude of our hearts.
要，就是每个礼拜的参加主日聚会是人人参与，对吧？
So every Sunday, we participate in the Sunday worship.
难道宣教就不是人人参与吗？
So isn't the Great Commission not for everyone to participate?
如果有人教你说宣教你不用参与，仅仅是牧师传道的事情，这是撒旦说的话呀。
If someone tells you, go to the mission, it's only for pastor and minister.
圣经的教导是人人皆祭司啊。
And the Bible teaches everyone is a priest.
就在宣教的事情上是人人当参与啊。
And mission, everyone should participate.
而且每年都当参与。
And each year, we should.
就盼望明年我们去土耳其，尽可能多的人去参与。
I hope next year when we go to the Turkish mission, and everyone, the more and more people will participate.
要最后是教导神儿女。
Finally, teach the children of God.
呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道你是怎么教导你的儿女的。
I do not know how you teach your children.
呀，我教导儿女一生之所求是什么呢？
And what I just teach my children in life is.
并不是什么功成名就啊。
It's not for success or fame.
乃是要走永生之路啊。
But to walk the path of eternal life.
我说我对你们最大的期望是什么呢？
And I often say to the children about my deepest hope.
就是我跟妈妈，我跟师母有一天在天家的门口往天路去看。
That when my wife and I stand at the gate of heaven and look down the heavenly road.
我对我两个孩子讲，我不但要看见你们孩，而且还要看见你们的孩子也往天家这里走天路啊。
I tell my children, we not only see you, but also see your children.
这里讲什么意思，知道吗？
What does this mean?
其实就在讲箴言二十二章第六节这个意思了。
The meaning is from the Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离啊。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
借着与孩子们一同过逾越节来教导儿女，对吧？
So teach the children, and while just having the Passover with them.
为什么要一起来过这个逾越节呢？
Why just have to be together and just have to pass over with children?
这就是个教导的机会啊。
This opportunity to teach the children.
教导神的儿女要记得神曾经在埃及拯救过以色列人。
So to teach the children is to teach them that God has saved the Israelites in Egypt.
为什么以色列人这么重要呢？
So what is it so important?
以色列人这里讲的就是我们属灵的祖先呢。
So the Israelites is talking about are just the spiritual.
神曾经拯救过摩西们。
God said Moses and those in his generation.
他也必在基督耶稣里拯救我们这些凡相信他的人。
He will also save all who believe in him through Christ Jesus.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
低头下拜。
Bow down in worship.
低头是态度啊。
Bowing down is about attitude.
下拜是生命。
Kneeling is about life.
这是神儿女面对神的一个基本样式。
This is the basic posture of God's children before Him.
神对人选择低头下拜是什么意思呢？
So just for human beings, just bowing down and kneeling is what does that mean?
你知道吗？这是人类最崇高的礼仪，也是最高贵的品格呀。
It is the highest form of worship and the noblest of the character.
首先当纪念主恩了。
First, remember the grace of the Lord.
人的本性是什么？是忘恩负义的，对吧？
Human nature is forgetful and ungrateful.
而且翻脸比翻书还快。
And people often change their attitude faster than turning the page.
呀，对于施恩于人的人呢？
For those who extended kindness.
应该是怎样的态度呢？你把恩典施给别人了。
So what kind of attitude he should have? You already give the extend the kindness.
你就应该是不求回报。
And you just should not expect anything in return.
否则你给人一点帮助就整天心怀不平。
Otherwise, even a small act of help can help to lead to resentment.
总在期待别人对自己的回报。
And expectation of the repayment.
别人给少了心里不平衡。
If one gives too little, and there's inner dissatisfaction.
别人给多了又心里又心里难安的。
If one gives too much, and there's inner discomfort.
除非施恩者就当行在神的面前。
Unless the one who shows kindness does so before God.
你就全当是为神而做吧。
Considering it as done unto the Lord.
这是对于施恩者来说。
So this is talking regarding the people to just extend grace.
那么对于蒙恩者呢？
So for those who receive grace.
也应当将焦点对准主啊，弟兄姐妹。
They must also keep their focus on the Lord, brothers and sisters.
否则也必生出许多苦毒来，对吧？
Otherwise, bitterness will easily arise.
甚至会日夜难安的。
And disturb the heart day and night.
神儿女为神的作为献上感恩。
God's children offering thanksgiving for his works.
纪念神儿子的舍命是蒙神悦纳的。
And remembering the sacrificial death of his son is what pleases God.
而人在神的面前当常以为亏欠。
And the people always feel indebted before God.
讲的就是个道理啊。
This is exactly what it means.
好，其次。
Secondly.
当献上活祭。
Offer yourself as living sacrifices.
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
那你们就说这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭啊。
You should say it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord.
这里边讲什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们在神的面前过逾越节。
When we keep the Passover before God.
在神的眼中就如同是献祭啊。
In his eyes, it is regarded as an offering.
我们要想想献什么祭呢？他们能献什么祭呢？
But what kind of offering can be made in such haste?
以色列人第一次过逾越节的时候走得匆匆忙忙，哪有什么时间献祭啊？
So, when the first Passover, the Israelites, they just passed by just so quickly, and so how do they just offer?
所以那就只能是献上活祭的，对吧？
Therefore, and so the only just possible offering is a living sacrifice.
活祭就是用生命的见证来表达和传扬基督的大爱啊。
Living sacrifice as a love itself just lay down as a testimony.
如保罗所说，
As the Apostle Paul said,
将身体献上，
Present your body.
当作活祭
as a living sacrifice,
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Holy and pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所应当的呀。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
献祭的本质是什么呢？
What is the essence of a sacrifice?
献祭的本质就是在神的面前过圣洁、讨神喜悦的生活。
It is to live a holy life before God, a life that pleases God.
其标准就是神怎么说，我们怎么做。
And the standard is what God says, and we do.
最后是有顺服的样式。
Finally, there is the posture of obedience.
呀，其实低头下拜就是顺服神的样式了。
In fact, bowing the head and the kneeling down is a very expression.
圣经说耶和华怎样吩咐摩西亚伦，以色列人就怎样行啊。
The Bible says, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so the Israelites did.
说说容易，做起来是不容易的，弟兄姐妹。
It's easy to say, but not easy to do.
每当我们要顺服的时候，总有不肯顺服的心思意念会冒出来的。
Whenever we are about to obey, there are always thoughts within us.that resists obedience.
再加上属撒旦的人会搅扰我们嘛。
And also the one belongs to Satan will disturb us.
使得我们就是不肯顺服啊。
And make us unwilling to submit.
心里仿佛总有声音出来，凭什么要听你的？
It is as if a voice just rises within. Why should I listen to you?
难道我的需要不重要？
Is my need important too?
难道我的感觉就无所谓？
Isn't my feelings not important?
难道我就不可以有别的选择啊？
Do I have other choices?
为什么一定要跟随摩西回迦南？
Why must I follow Moses to Canaan?
难道不可以在红海、地中海去当渔民？
Can I just become a fisherman just by the Mediterranean Sea?
出海打鱼多宽广啊！
Fishing seems so much broader.
呀，出海多么有前途啊！
So full of opportunity.
而且一走就走到西班牙去了。
And once they go, and they can go to Spain.
像约拿当年逃离神的呼召使命，一走就想往西班牙去走。
Just like Jonah, when he just avoided God's calling, he just escaped toward Spain.
这是我们人的本性，对吧？
That's the human nature.
但是我们所有的软弱和本性，耶稣基督都在客西马尼园帮我们解决了。
However, all our sinful nature and our the situation, and Jesus Christ already solved this.
还记得他的祷告吗？
Do These to remember Jesus prayed.
他也经历了我们生命当中那份挣扎。
Jesus also experienced the inner struggle.
他也经过了我们内心中的痛苦。
And also the suffering he experienced that.
我们所经历的一切他都知道。
Everything we experience, Jesus knows.
感谢主。
All right, praise the Lord.
神在杀长子以先，可谓是千叮咛万嘱咐。
Before striking down the firstborn, God gave repeated and careful warnings.
让我们真是感受到神的大爱啊。
So, and that just we see God's love.
我们体会到神的忍耐，神的心肠。
And his heart.
即使是在杀长子之前的信息中。
Even in the message preceding the judgment on the firstborn.
谁也不忘将拯救的信息贯穿其中啊。
God never ceased to weep.In the message of salvation throughout.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你为我们预备了逾越节的羊羔。
Lord, we thank you. You just prepared at the Passover lamb.
你让我们用牛膝草将羔羊的血洒在门框门楣上。
And you just let us use a hyssop and just to put the blood on the door frame.
你甚至吩咐那。灭命的不要进入神子民的房屋。
You even also just command the angel of the destroyer just not to enter God's chosen house.
你要与我们立约。
You set a covenant with us.
要与我们定一个永远的定力。
And just everlasting rule.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你帮助我们有一个低头下拜的生命。
Thank you that you give us a life that we can just bow down to you.
主啊，求你真是教导我们。
Lord, just please teach us.
教导我们是效法当年的以色列人。
Teach us just imitate and the Israelites during that time.
耶和华怎样吩咐摩西和亚伦。
How God commanded Moses and Aaron.
以色列人就怎样行。
The Israelites just did what they said.
多美的一幅图画呀。
It's such a beautiful picture.
也巴不得这样的吩咐也临到我们。
We just pray that this command will come to us.
耶稣基督怎么在大使命中对教会吩咐。
How Jesus commanded and the Great Commission to the church.
神子民就如此这般的效法和跟随了。
And then God's people just follow and just do it.
让明年踏上宣教的脚步。
So the next year, we just walk on this the mission step, the journey.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.